Chapter 30. Ben punched and kicked. The weight of the soldiers overwhelmed him. A mailed fist struck him in the face. A strong arm tore his sword free from his hand. Ben headbutted one with his rock-hard chin, drawing forth a groan. He saw bright lights. His limbs went numb. Ben was strong, but his strength was no match for the other soldiers. Lizard men and gnolls were brutes by comparison. Ben curled up into a ball. They wailed on him with hard kicks and heavy fists. His armor was the only thing keeping his bones from being splintered. Finally, the beating stopped.
Get me a flail,
a gnoll said, glaring at him. It had a mouthful of big yellow teeth like a dog. Ben struggled up to his feet, huffing for breath, swaying and bleeding. There were four of them, and only part of what was left of him. He could feel his face swelling.
What's the matter, dog face? Don't you know how to finish a beating?
Another gnoll kicked him down to the ground. It barked and howled in his face. Gnolls liked to torment their foes. He spat blood and got back to his knees, spread his arms wide.
Say, get an orc over here to do your job. At least they hit harder.
The gnoll strolled over, swishing its flail from side to side. It pointed its long, hairy finger.
Break jaw, break body, break spirit,
it said with a fiendish grin.
They kill!
Ben lowered his hands. Fang still hung on his belt.
Well,
Ben began, clutching his side.
You might want to let an orc in on it if you want to succeed in all three things. So far, you've not succeeded in a single one.
Ah!
The gnoll snarled. Its flail whizzed to life. It jumped at Ben's swing. In a flash, Ben slid Dragon Claw out of Fang's hilt and ducked. He jabbed Dragon Claw in the gnoll's belly, drawing a fearsome howl. The other gnolls and two lizard men froze, watching their comrade fall. A split second later, Ben ripped Fang out and charged his stupefied attackers. Fang's blade cut the air with an angry howl. Its sharp blade cut the lizard men down in two strokes. A shadow closed in on Ben's back with heavy feet. He launched Dragon Claw out of his hand and into the last gnoll's chest. Down it went. Dead. Ben wiped the blood and sweat from his forehead with the back of his forearm. Fang, once cold in his hand, was getting hot. He shoved it back in the sheath, staggered across the grass, and collected Dragon Claw. Its steel almost burned to the touch.
Mercy, Fang,
he said, stuffing it back into its hidden spot in the hilt. He blew on his hand.
But thanks.
He scanned the grass for his own sword and picked it up, turned and locked his eyes on Brenwar. The dwarf was looking up. Ben lifted his head. Circling dragons were looking down.
Great Guza!
The last two decades had toughened Bezog up, but he still tried to avoid getting his robes dirty at all costs. That effort had failed him today. A gnoll snarled over him, chomped its teeth, raised its dagger with murder filling its eyes. Bezog summoned his strength and swung the Elderwood staff at its feet. It hopped over the staff in a single bound and landed by his head. Dropping to its knees, it pinned Bezog to the ground by his neck and squeezed. Drool dripped from its mouth, and the small bones rattled on its necklace.
You'll make a fine prize, wizard.
Bezog clocked it in the head with his staff again, making a hollow bonk sound. The blow wouldn't have hurt a squirrel. The gnoll sneered and laughed. The dagger rose over its head. Bezog's life flashed in his eyes. Sasha, his boys. In a flash, the blade came down. The gnoll missed his ear by inches.
Not yet. No, not yet.
It said, choking Bezog until his face turned purple.
Don't move!
A clawed fist punched him in the gut.
Oh.
The Elderwood staff fell from his grip. The gnoll snatched it from the ground and let out a triumphant howl.
More pleasure busting your bones with your little staff until I break it on your head.
Bezog held a shaking finger out.
Wait!
He croaked, sitting up and clutching his stomach.
Death cannot wait,
it said, swinging the Elderwood staff to its full zenith. Bezog forced out a word of power.
Garmungi!
The Elderwood staff flashed. The gnoll's wolfish eyes widened. Its entire being incinerated. The staff fell through its dusty fragments and onto the ground. The wind took the rest of the gnoll's specks away like ash. Bezog crawled to his staff, used it like a cane, and pushed himself up to his feet.
Would have been nice if Brenwar had seen that.
Bezog jerked around, wincing. Ben and Brenwar stood back to back with a pair of gray scalers surrounding them. A shadow glided overhead. He didn't want to look up, but he did.